recruiting new troops with little motivation and little combat experience. Early weeks of the war, so these units can be thrown back into battle. He said Russian commanders fully understand that thousands of them will die and thousands more will be wounded in the coming weeks. The British Foreign Office said on Sunday that Russia is using a troll factory to spread disinformation about the war in Ukraine on social media. VOA's Marissa Melton.
Britain cited UK-funded expert research, which it did not publish. It said the research exposed how the Kremlin's disinformation campaign was designed to manipulate international public opinion of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russia says the Western media have provided an excessively partial narrative of the war that largely ignores Moscow's concerns about the enlargement of NATO and what it says is the persecution of Russian speakers in Ukraine. Ukraine says that's not true. Moscow has denied past accusations by Western countries of disinformation campaigns. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Sweden says that a Russian military plane violated Swedish airspace. That incident happened late Friday in the Baltic Sea near the island of Bornholm. In a statement Saturday, the Swedish armed forces said Russian AN-30 propeller plane flew toward Swedish airspace and briefly entered it before leaving the area. The Swedish Air Force scrambled fighter jets, which photographed the Russian plane. This is VOA News. Restaurants in Beijing have now been ordered to close dine-in services over the May holidays as the Chinese capital grapples with a COVID-19 outbreak. Authorities said at a news conference Saturday that dining in restaurants have become infection risk, citing virus transmission between diners and staff. Restaurants have been ordered to only provide takeout services from Sunday to Wednesday during China's Labor Day holidays. Beijing began mass testing millions of residents earlier in the week. Parks and entertainment venues are allowed to operate only at half capacity. The stakes are high as the ruling Communist Party prepares for a major Congress this fall in which President Xi Jinping is seeking a third five-year term to reassert his position as China's unquestioned leader. Motorcycles rumbled through the streets of Canada's capital city Saturday, while a strong police presence kept a close eye on a couple of rallies during the Rolling Thunder protest. Many of the protesters involved in a morning service at the National War Memorial and a later rally on Parliament Hill were also involved in the Freedom Convoy that shuttered down Ottawa for weeks in February. Police made a handful of arrests on Saturday, including a driver who allegedly tried to jump onto a sidewalk to get around officers. Police arrested the person for dangerous driving and found them in breach of their bail conditions related to a previous protest when they were ordered not to return to Ottawa. The Ottawa Bylaw and Regulatory Services said more than 560 tickets have been handed out for parking violations, smoking, noise, and encumbering a highway, and 39 vehicles have been towed since Friday morning. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered at the National War Memorial, which was a focal point during the early days of the February protest. Naomi Judd, whose family harmonies with daughter Winona and turned them into the Grammy-winning country stars, the Judd has died at 76. Her daughters Winona and Ashley announced her death on Saturday in a statement provided by the Associated Press. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky switched into Russian in his nightly video address to urge Russian soldiers not to fight in Ukraine, saying even their generals expected that thousands of them would die. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Another one. DJ Khaled.
Shining, yeah.